success means green. Greenery. I think outdoor plants are a waste because of the you can just put them inside. And if the plant dies inside, that's weak, you know? Success means being a plant that can live inside and not die. Cabbage tree, cactus orchid, caladium, calathea, chalcedonians, calissa, capsicum pepper. That's an indoor plant. Seraphia, chlorophodium, crotons, cyclamen. You know, you can grow anything inside. You can grow hopes and dreams, or you can grow cyclamen. All you need in life for success is three things. You need a fucking sausage sizzling hot girlfriend, a fucking good ass plant, and some... I can't remember the third thing, to be honest.
Elevator.
You need a hot elevator pitch. If you want people to look at you in the street and not think, you're a dirty old man, what are you doing here? You want them to throw money at you? Look, if you spend half of your life in...
I'm gonna pick that back up.
You spend half of your fucking life in an elevator, you'd be fucking 10 times more successful than if you keep spending half of your life in that toilet. In that toilet, chundering up that.
I'm gonna leave.
I'm gonna leave the room.
I'll leave. Please. Whatever you're doing, it's worth
it. Okay, cool. You spend half your fucking life in an elevator instead of chundering your guts out in the fucking toilet like a rat, then you might have as much money as me. So fuck you very much, and I'll see you next time.
Alright, welcome back to another episode of The Attitude Consultant. Got a new mate of mine, Chris Warmer. Is that how, Warman?
Yeah, it's like Warmajana.
Warmajana?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Short for Chris Warman, short for Chris Warmajana.
We've got Chris Warmer Vagina? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Chris Warman.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Sorry, mate.
That's fine.
Yeah. So we met at the Cranker, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. A couple of years ago, most probably. I met everyone I know at the Cranker nowadays.
Yeah,
my
fiance. Your
fiance,
yeah. So you actually met Wendy at the Cranker, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
On the Cranker Night. Cranker Comedy.
Cranker Comedy Night.
She was on.
Ah!
And it was on.
And then it was on. I actually have noticed you, or your body language whenever Wendy performs, because, I mean, she's an attractive girl.
Okay, I can agree with that.
You agree with that? Yeah. You know that. But it's funny watching you in the front row, you're just looking up in your hands and your knees, and you're looking straight up, and you're just staring... Straight into her.
Rigid. Yeah.
Yeah. Does it turn you on when she starts getting a bit on stage?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you like it? Just asking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know she doesn't...
I prefer not to have an audience.
Do you get jealous at all? Do you kind of get threatened when she's up there talking about being all sexy and stuff?
No.
No, you like it?
Yeah.
Right. That's interesting. It's interesting. Would you say that Wendy's the more extroverted side and you're more of the introvert and you sort of balance each other out that way?
Yeah, definitely balanced. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Good. My favourite thing is when Wendy sings the football team, the rugby team song.
Yeah.
She just sings the line, I've had a black man in me, but it almost competes with the whole rugby team.
If I
brought someone new in and they haven't seen Wendy's show before, I like to see how they react, because Wendy's normally quite sweet, and then the songs she's written are quite sexual and dark and
very out there, aren't they?
Yeah. I've had some good reactions. No one's decided to not talk to her ever again, so that's always good.
Does anyone question you after the gig? Like, oh, are you kind of cool with that? Or have you guys got some arrangement going?
I think they think it, but they probably would not.
They're too scared to ask.
Yeah.
Well, they're not like me.
I feel like a lot of people if they come to a live comedy show and they've never been to one before and they hear someone singing a song about being ran by a rugby team,
yeah,
it's kind of like it's like them being a kid again, and you know when you were a kid and someone tells you a bullshit story,
yeah,
and then you believe them because like that just, why would you say it otherwise? I feel like some people might actually believe that it's a true story,
right? And
it's quite confronting and like, no, such detail.
Yeah, but I'm questioning, why has no one confronted you about that?
I don't know.
You think they're too scared?
Yeah.
Can you sense that awkwardness?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you break through that awkwardness? You enjoy the awkwardness?
Yes.
You like keeping in questioning?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Food for the soul.
Yeah.
They'll see on the news, rugby team has sexual relations with someone that's illegal for them to. And they'll go, oh yeah, I wonder what Wendy and Chris are up to this weekend, and buy them around for a barbecue.
Maybe we could put our keys in the middle of the bowl and see what happens. Yeah, you don't want that. And they're probably thinking about you guys when they're whacking off too. Yeah, they might be.
Yeah,
no.
No, I was nodding my head for the listeners at home.
We can, I'll get your permission to use
the system. What a sound effect of like the wind, like, of my head blowing up and down, like, like a nod.
All right, I can do that.
Thanks.
No worries. So you showed me the Switch, Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Mate, that was fantastic. I watched them when they did the product launch. Great, the whole Switch campaign. That was great.
The only thing it can't do is pornographic material.
It can't yet, but it will.
Yeah.
Because you think it's going to bridge the way into the VR market, I think. Like, oh, I can immerse myself in this new second world.
Yeah.
But I think the future with it is actually being able to take that technology wherever you go and walk around the park, start checking into different places, which is kind of where they were going with Pokemon Go.
Yeah, like AR stuff.
Yeah. They'll
mixed reality.
Yeah. And they're testing the environment.
Yeah.
Everyone put it on their phone and people were just got caught up in that world. And I could imagine the police were starting to get a bit scared, like what's going to happen when you're driving and how we control this environment.
Yeah. It's funny you should mention the police because I wanted to pitch an idea to them. It's like Pokemon Go, right?
Yeah.
But if you hold your phone up and it's someone, you know, jacking off or in public and it's like an illegal act.
Or a pedophile's out or something, yeah.
And then these handcuffs come on the screen. these handcuffs come on the screen and arrest the person so you feel more safe.
Yeah.
In the world.
That's great.
Obviously, there's the repercussion that the handcuffs don't actually exist, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's something to help morale of the modern world.
I like it. Maybe you could pitch that idea to our listeners right now, if anyone wants to invest in this new handcuff.
Wait, do you want me to do an elevator pitch?
Yeah, do an elevator pitch.
Alright. I've only practiced this a couple of times.
Okay.
So, do you remember that time you were out having a nice night with your significant other, and you looked down a side street and you saw a man publicly urinating and quite enjoying it as well? That's the bad part. He was loving it. And he really liked it when you looked at him as well. It kind of helped it flow.
Mm.
Yeah. And you thought, you know, it's not really worth calling the police. It's not good enough. You know, if only you had a phone that you could hold up. And they got slightly confused. Are you recording this? Like, why are you recording me urinating in the corner of a street? But in reality, you're playing this mixed reality Pokemon Go game where you've caught this criminal. And obviously, for security reasons, we wouldn't be able to record the footage or send any footage to the but, you know, it's peace of mind, really. So, you know, next time,
you see a pedophile.
I think the elevator stopped, but at this point, and they've already gotten out.
Yeah, Steve Baxter's just gone, mate, I'm out, you know? I'm in the tech biz.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but I think you've... I think your idea's shit, all right? There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
That's just a joke, mate. I'm fucking out.
All right, well, before you get out the elevator, can I close the door and press I'll go back down ground level and then go back up again, and I'll give you another idea. We're going to the second story of this story.
All right, mate, you've got 30 seconds.
All right, here we go. All right, so the Christmas cactus is a succulent cactus, though not the thorns normally associated with that group of plants. All right, you with me? The Christmas cactus, so the perfect Christmas present. It's not a parasite, does not feed off the host plant. It normally crotches of the branches. It hides in the crotches of the branches. So does that sound like something you're interested in?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. It's half-baked. I think your idea is half-baked.
Yep.
You need to find a product. You need to... At the moment, you're just trying to sell me indoor plants. You got to... Why do I need an indoor plant, Chris? I've got to water it. You've got to give me...
Yeah.
I've got to sort of sense that I want to fucking buy what you're selling.
Yeah. Could I just say this is a very long elevator? So I like how you said half baked, because that it's like an optimistic, it's like glass half full.
Yeah.
Baked is like the complete state.
Okay.
So instead of you going this is half undercooked, you went this is half baked. So I like your positivity.
You see what you've done? You've got my attention back.
Yeah, okay.
It's the switch.
Alright. Shall we get into the third elevator?
Yeah, that's it.
Alright, let's get in the third one.
Yeah, just gotta you've got my attention. I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
They're the first steps. Now you've got to deliver, all right? Which is where what I teach with the elevator pitch is to do your homework. That's module two. You've got to be prepared.
All right.
You've got to go in. You've got to have your ammunition. So I'm in the firing line.
Yeah.
Fire me down, motherfucker!
All right. Well, you know how safety is a big concern.
Yes.
This is from the famous poet gardenseeker.com. The Christmas cactus is not classed as a poisonous plant. So is that... Does that give you peace of mind for safety? However, this is not to say that it should be eaten, and if a youngster decides to chomp away, then seek medical health. Seek medical health. Is that... Oh, sorry.
No, mate. No.
Okay, great. Well,
all you've done...
Just stop me if you've heard this one before.
All you've done is Googled indoor plants, mate. You don't even have an idea yet.
Look, all right, I'll win you over.
Okay.
Chrysanthemums. Have you heard of those?
They're great. I mean, I give them to my mum Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Chrysanthemums, they remind me of Sunday school when I was a young kid.
Yeah.
And you'd walk in and the welcoming committee would go, "Hi, welcome to our service," and they'd hand you a little chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
You'd pop it on your little lapel there, right?
Yeah.
You'd wear it, and then you'd go to a service, and you'd have your chrysanthemum there, and then I'd go to my nana's place.
Yeah, sure.
And we'd all have a picnic, and I'd have the chrysanthemum, and then I would take a second one, and I'll give them to my grandma, and she would say, "Oh, that's beautiful," and that was a symbol. So you've got me there. Emotional connection.
Yeah,
all right?
Exactly.
I'm here. I'm listening. What are you selling?
All right,
okay, and how is it going to improve my life?
Yeah, great. All right, but I think I've already explained that, so I'm not gonna bother explaining how I'm going to improve your life again.
Okay.
But what I'm asking for is $10 million for the police Pokemon Go app, and $10.50 for the cactus.
Seriously, just fuck off. Get out. You're wasting my fucking time.
I have to ride the elevator out.
See yourself out. And about that filming, all right, organise a meeting. Okay, so get Sandra to call probably after 12.
Yeah.
After 12, because I've got back from a luncheon, and I'll be there an early breakfast in the Barossa.
Okay.
So get Sandra to give me a call, and we can have a bit of a meeting, and we can start working on the video space. Let's make ourselves a viral clip.
Okay, great.
What do you say?
Oh, yeah, fuck you very much.
Yeah, go fuck off, mate. Fuck serious.
Consultant is produced by Ryan Harry, distributed by the Oz Coast Network.